had to pay and administer and all that. And of course, and so you, they want you to pledge and see if how close they're going to come to that budget.
Mm-hmm.
And what they've already set up.
The name of the wife of Abraham, do you remember what that was? Or what's the girl's name that starts with an S?
Well, Sarah.
Okay.
And I don't know whether that was Abraham Lincoln. I'm not a very, very great admirer of Abraham Lincoln, I'll tell you that for sure. I never did personally. I just assumed that they wouldn't have tried to teach me about Abraham Lincoln because I don't want to know nothing about Abraham Lincoln.
Why don't you like him?
I just never did think that he was as great a man as they made out like he was. That's all. I just think he was overrated. And
you think he's what?
I think he's overrated.
Mm.
And of course I know it wasn't Abraham Lincoln's fault that we got in. That what caused us, or actually what I always will believe what actually caused us to get into the Civil War was Britain, Great England. They wanted to take the colony back. And mm-hmm. since they had been defeated by a handful of Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And why they wanted to take the colony back, but in the meantime, when the Civil War ended, we were weak. North and South both were awful weak, but they could have done it. But they had no ships to transfer, no soldiers, because it's fighting, I think it's fighting Spain, so therefore it never succeeded.
Do you ever hear, when people talk about the Civil War, do you ever hear any other names that they give it besides Civil War?
I don't know. Not that I know of.
And a boy nicknamed Bill, his full name would be
William.
And if your father had a brother and you called him by that full name, you'd call him, he's your father's brother, you'd call him
Uncle Bill or Uncle William.
And President Kennedy's first name was
John.
And if your father had a brother by that name, you'd call him,
well, I'd call him Uncle John.
And what relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Your mother's sister be your aunt.
Do you ever hear people say aunt instead of aunt?
That's the more or less used in the northern part of the country, and that's
uh-huh.
I think it really came from the English broad A, you know, aunt.
Uh-huh.
They don't use that anymore. I don't know, they've discontinued using all those broad A's and
mm-hmm.
silent E's and I think it better would drop and come down to the nitty gritty of it.
You say those boys get mad and what each other? They'll get mad and...
Well, they get in a fight, fist fight or something like that, or
they'll get mad and do what?
Fight each other.
And you say yesterday they fought each other.
They fought each other.
And ever since they were small, they have
been fighting each other.
But they have done what? They've
been fighting each other.
Okay. Or how else could you say that? They have fought each other ever since they
disagreed with each other.
Okay. And Sam, he has never what that boy. He's never
gotten into a fight or something.
Oh, he's never fought him. Would you say he's never fought him or fouled him or bit him?
No. I know what you're referring to. You're referring to the picture shows about little Abner and such as that. But he's never fought anybody, or that
okay.
would be the only way to put that. He just don't